Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, September 4th, 2023, through Friday, September 8th, 2023. Monday, September 4th, 2023. Brighton food truck business owner sentenced to $1.5 million COVID relief fraud scheme. Locke Vo, the owner of Smart Gourmet, LLC, was sentenced in federal court in Boston for filing fraudulent loan applications in order to obtain $1.5 million in pandemic relief under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Securities, CARES Act, and the American Rescue Plan Act. Vo received a 2-year prison sentence and 2 years of supervised release. Vo was also ordered to pay $1,516,606 in restitution and forfeiture. Vo pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud in January 2023. Between April 2023 and July 2023, Vo submitted loan applications on behalf of his businesses under three Small Business Administration pandemic relief programs: the Paycheck Protection Program, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, and the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. After receiving the relief funds, Vo immediately transferred most of them to brokerage accounts in his name to purchase shares in an electric car manufacturer, an internet marketplace company, and a biotechnology company, among others. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, September 5th, 2023. Former chairman of One Global indicted for running $250 million securities fraud scheme. Carl R. Ruderman, former chairman of One Global Capital, LLC, was indicted with orchestrating a sprawling fraud scheme that affected more than 3,400 investors in 42 different states. Ruderman is one of five alleged co-conspirators indicted in this case. The indictment alleges that, to attract investments, Ruderman and others made false and misleading representations to investors and potential investors as to the profitability of One Global's business in marketing materials and periodic account statements. Allegedly, investors were falsely told that One Global had audited financials by a public accounting firm, that the investors' money would be spent on merchant cash advance loans, MCAs, and that they could expect double-digit returns on their investments, among other things. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, September 6th, 2023. San Francisco man charged with stealing more than $340,000 in Section 8 housing benefits. Gregory Finkelson was charged by indictment with conspiracy, theft of government property, and money laundering. According to the indictment, between August 2006 and February 2020, Finkelson of San Francisco stole approximately $341,455 in Section 8 rental assistance by hiding from housing authorities his true income, his ownership interest in the house where he lived, and for which he received Section 8 vouchers, and the fact that he was the owner and president of a company called American Corporate Services, ACS, all to qualify for and receive Section 8 benefits. Finkelson allegedly worked with a co-conspirator in Russia to hide the fact that he owned the house where he lived. He also allegedly established numerous bank accounts in his co-conspirator's name, or in the name of both Finkelson and his co-conspirator, to conceal the fact that he received and controlled the Section 8 payments, rather than a separate landlord. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, September 7th, 2023. CEO of Paycheck Protection Program lender MBE Capital sentenced to 54 months in prison in connection with fraudulent loan and lender applications. Rafael Martinez, the CEO of MBE Capital Partners, LLC, was sentenced to 54 months in prison for his role in a scheme to submit fraudulent loan and lender applications related to the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP. According to the allegations in the superseding indictment, the complaint, court filings, and statements made during plea and sentencing proceedings, Martinez used false representations and documents to fraudulently obtain the approval for the SBA for his company, MBE Capital Partners, LLC, to be a non-bank lender through the PPP in an effort to secure hundreds of millions of dollars in capital for PPP loans and ultimately to collect more than approximately $71 million in lender fees. In addition, Martinez engaged in a scheme to obtain a PPP loan for MBE in the amount of approximately $238,764 through false statements regarding the number of employees of MBE and the wages paid to MBE employees and using the forged signatures of MBE's tax preparer. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, September 8th, 2023. Former company CEO charged an alleged MJ Capital Funding LLC Ponzi scheme. Johanna Mickley Garcia, formerly CEO of MJ Capital Funding LLC, was charged by federal indictment with conducting an investment Ponzi fraud scheme totaling approximately $190,700,000 from the business. According to the indictment, MJ Capital Funding LLC was a Pompano Beach company that offered merchants cash advances, or MCAs, a type of short-term financing typically used by small and medium-sized businesses. The indictment alleges that from about 2020 to August 12, 2021, Garcia, Pavel Ramon, Ruiz Hernandez, and others fraudulently solicited money from investors purportedly to fund MJ Capital Funding LLC's MCAs. It also alleges that Garcia, Ruiz Hernandez, and other co-conspirators recruited others to solicit additional investors, typically paying the recruits about 10% of the money they raised. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Attorney's Office, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.